Audio Mode, Day 6. I'm shopping in the mall. I'm in a shopping mall. This is Audio Mode, Day 6, June 6, 2015. Fun month of Audio Mode. Today, we're going to talk about SSD drives. SSD drives. Let's do some real nerd stuff and talk about SSD drives. So, got a love-hate relationship with computers. I never met a computer that I didn't crash. I don't know what it is. My dad's got this thing where he bends his keys, real thick keys. He bends them. I think he bends them with his mind or something like that. Keys that you couldn't put them in a vice grip and bend them, but he bends them in his pocket. I think I inherited that, and it manifested itself in my power to destroy computers, break them. Whether it's an iMac or an old Mac OS 9, PowerMac 7500, or an iBook, MacBook, whatever. I end up destroying all these computers. My current computer, I did a little hiatus there. I went about a year without a functioning PC as my primary computer. I was using an iPad and just trying to see how I could exist on the all iOS diet. And it was difficult, very difficult. In fact, even developing app stuff, certain things you just end up needing a Mac for. Whether it's, you know, getting a report into the computer, pulling log files or crash files, I don't know. There's just every once in a while you hit your head against something that seems like the only way you can get it done is to jump on a Mac or a PC. More often than not, it's just dumb websites that, you know, reduce all the functionality with their mobile view. And that drives you crazy, and there's no switch to go to a desktop view. Something like that really wears you down if you're trying to get something done. But anyway, current computer is a Mini. I'm running a Mac Mini, and initially this was a hacked or a modded Mac Mini so that it had an internal SSD and two hard drives. Bought it off eBay. Had an internal SSD and had another internal, the original drive. But the boot drive was SSD, it was like 128. SSD, solid state drives. The thing, the magical drives with no moving parts that make things so much faster, so much faster. And of course, if you go from an SSD drive machine back to a hard drive machine, it's like night and day. In fact, I remember when I was working at my last job at an iMac, and I would, you know, you'd sit down at the iMac and you watch the spinning beach ball of death for like spin for a minute and a half. And you know, and this was around the time the first iPhone came out. And even on the slow edge network, you can pull out your iPhone and check your email in 25 seconds. And your iMac would sit there with its beach ball spinning. I don't know, maybe this is just me and my ability to break computers. But SSDs are a pretty big game changer. And this is, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think a lot of the computers, like the Air, for example, that had those SSDs, but slower processors, but the SSD really makes the thing fly. So, for example, at my father's work, he had a bunch of old Intel MacBooks, the Core 2 Duo MacBooks, and we swapped out all the hard drives with SSDs, Samsung Evo 850s, 840s, to be precise. But these pokey little MacBooks, out of nowhere, Safari launches in one bounce, Mail launches in two bounces, that sort of thing. SSDs can really greatly improve the speed of your machine. So I think that's why, for those tinkerers out there, it's a popular upgrade. In fact, if you have an old Intel Mac, those polycarbonate, you know, MacBooks running the Core 2 Duos, it's so easy to pull the drives out of that and slip in an SSD. You just take SSDs are shorter in height, So you just got to put a couple of business cards under there to help shimmy the SSD into the MacBook. But SSDs are, you know, they were, it was clear that the hard drive was the bottleneck for computers. Now that we have these speedy SSDs, magic. But you know what? They break too. Mine just blew. Stopped working. I'm not sure if it was combo of Yosemite, but it died. So I was out today. You know, I couldn't wait 3 days to order one off the internet. I had to have one today. I don't know why. So was hitting all the big box stores trying to find, see what SSDs they had in stock. Looking for a Samsung Evo 840. Those are no longer stocked on the shelves of Best Buy, which I found to be curious because these Samsungs seem to be a very popular drive when I was doing my research last time. But then I did a quick Google and saw apparently there was, they were prone to slowing down over time, and Samsung has issued two updates to them. But I don't know, because of this perhaps their popularity may have waned. This was a popular drive because the price, they were, the performance was great, the price was great, but I don't know. Best Buy no longer carrying them. Ended up with a Toshiba, something like a Q Pro, Q Series Pro. But yeah, I wish somebody would just make a website that said something like, okay, if you're out shopping, the best SSD to buy right now is the blah, blah, blah. Because just like, you know, the SSD industry is caught in that awful naming quagmire, where, you know, Samsung has the Evo 840, the Evo 840 Pro, Toshiba has the Q Series. You can't tell one from another. They've got numbers. Back in the 90s when Apple was, you could tell what kind of computer they were shipping. There was the 7500, the 7300, 7100, the 6100, the Quadras, Quadra 850, 850 AV. Out of control with their product names. You know, that was one of the things that I think everyone's favorite Steve Jobs really got right with the naming conventions. Just simplifying things. You can't tell one product from another, whether it's new, old. Because the 7500 came out, PowerMac 7500, and then the 73 came out, 7300, and it was faster than 7500, but you never know it. You would think the 7500 is more powerful. It wasn't. Go figure. Naming conventions can get messy out there. And the SSDs, yeah, you can't tell one from another, one generation from another. They all have crazy names. Half of them are repackaging other people's tech. I thought the Samsung Evo 840 was the way to go. I like those sure things, you know? And then I hear a year and a half later, they're having all sorts of problems or something. Maybe they're fixed. Maybe they're not. I don't know. SSDs. But computers, they're always breaking. I only had one iPad go south on me. It blew up. You know, it turned into a hot plate and then fried itself. But my other two iPads, an iPad 1, an iPad 2, and an iPad mini first gen, all still rocking. But computers are just, they're always breaking on me. So my mini, the serial ATA bus fried itself somehow. So I've got the boot drive living in an external drive docking thing. And then I got my other two drives, you know, on the USB bus. But all of the guts are on the outside of the Mac Mini. Otherwise, it's a pretty quick little machine. So, got this Toshiba. Gonna see how it handles. Prior to that, there was one of Otherworld Computing's SSDs. They always have a great reputation, Otherworld Computing. I recommend them highly. I was just impatient. I needed a scratchy itch. I needed to get my stinking computer booting again. So I just impulse buy, bought at Best Buy. So, moral of the story, there is no moral. It's a confusing world out there when you're SSD shopping. And is it worth it? I don't know. Should I put that money towards a new MacBook Air? Probably. But that's that. What a day. Sorry. Pretty boring. Pretty mundane. Pretty geeky. Audio mode day 6. Thanks for listening if you hung around. That was my rant about SSDs. Magical. Confusing. Disruptive. Computer stuff. Boss Jock app on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Say hi to us. We'd love to hear from you. Talk to you soon.